It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Bernie Kerik standing in tonight for Kevin McCullough on Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
This is Bernie Kerik standing in for Kevin McCullough. This evening we're going to be talking to Oliver McGee, a former White House advisor, and John Miller, Deputy Commissioner for the NYPD's Intelligence and Counterterrorism Service. Stand by.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Three people have been reportedly killed in this attack and five others injured. This man has been condemned in the past for several different violent acts, but he wasn't known to have terrorist ties.
This is Bernie Kerik standing in for Kevin McCullough on Kevin McCullough Radio. A lot of you may know me as the former police commissioner of New York City. I retired many years ago. I was here at New York City's darkest time, I would say, during the response, the rescue, recovery, investigation of 9/11. I also witnessed the best and the worst in humanity. The worst being the people that hit our towers on that day, the best being the men and women that gallantly and courageously ran into those buildings and did what they had to do to save thousands, tens of thousands of people and evacuate millions from Manhattan. You know, I'll tell you, as someone that lived through that day in the aftermath, the last two or three days has brought back vivid memories of what happened here in New York City. You know, we've had this Netherlands tram shooting where now three people are dead. We had an attack on two different mosques. That tram shooting was in the Netherlands. We had the attack on the two mosques in New Zealand. More than 50 people dead, suspects in custody. You have to wonder what's going on in the world today. We're going to have John Miller, the Deputy Commissioner for Intelligence and Counterterrorism, a friend of mine, a friend of the city's, friend of the station. He's going to be on later to talk to us about it. I'm also going to, you know, as I was thinking about the show this evening and what we wanted to talk about with all this stuff going on relating to terrorism in the world, and given what I've been through, I was, you know, I have a problem with a U.S. member of Congress that's taken terrorism classes. I have a problem with a U.S. member of Congress that sends a letter to a federal judge defending and calling for leniency of a convicted terrorist. So we're going to get Oliver McGee, a former White House advisor to the Clinton administration, going to have him come on and talk about it. And see if we can't get his insight as far as what's going on in Congress, what's going on with our political players today. Some of the other things, you know, I've been looking at and thinking about, you know, this is a story maybe not known to many in New York City, but it's a story that should be known to everybody in this country, and it relates to a U.S. Navy SEAL. His name is Eddie Gallagher. He's been in prison now, pretrial detention for close to 7 months. He is charged with the intentional murder of a Iraqi terrorist, a terrorist that was shot and bombarded by the Iraqis and by the Navy SEALs in Iraq. You know, he was on his dying bed. The government has come in and said that Gallagher intentionally murdered him. There are a number of witnesses that say that's not the case. But my problem with this case is twofold. You know, we train men and women to go out and hunt down the enemy in the aftermath of 9/11 and what's going on in this country and what we've had to deal with in the last 17, 18 years. And then we send them to war. We send them to battle. We tell them to kill the enemy. And then we have people that sit around in a circle jerk asking, you know, how, why, when. I don't think you can Monday morning quarterback these things, and this is something we should look at. We're going to get Eddie Gallagher. Eddie Gallagher's brother, Sean Gallagher, is going to come on the show and talk to us about his brother and why he's been charged, where he is, what should happen. And the other thing I'd like to do is sort of focus on the military criminal justice system. You know, we have a system where it's... you know, I have problems with the criminal justice system in this country in general, but at the end of the day, the Uniform Code of Military Justice is even worse, in my opinion, than our regular criminal justice system. You know, you have a grand jury proceeding where basically the grand jury proceeding finds that there's no probable cause for an arrest or to charge the defendant. And then the defendant's boss has nothing to do with the hearing, has nothing to do with the evidence. The defendant's boss then can come in and say, you know what, charge him anyway. You know, that's sort of like saying that somebody in this studio comes up on criminal charges, the grand jury finds no probable cause, and the head of the station says, charge him anyway. You know, I think it's wrong, and I think it's something that has to be dealt with and something that Congress has to look at. Some of the other things I think people have to look at are, you know, we've got a weird bunch, in my opinion, that's come into Congress. You know, you have one woman defending terrorists, you know, with anti-Semitic remarks and attacks on Jews and Israel. You have another one that, I don't know, you know, if they had an IQ test, I think she'd be a big failure. Ocasio-Cortez is noted in some thing that's on the internet. Biggest villain in the Amazon HQ2 New York debacle. You know, just to listen to her speak is difficult. But I just find a problem with somebody like this that was primarily, in my opinion, responsible for losing 25,000 real jobs, high-paying jobs, jobs with benefits. This is a woman that was really responsible. I just think it's a shame. And I think it's... people have to look at this woman for what she really is, how she talks and the things she talks about. You know, it leaves a lot to be desired when you have people like this in Congress. That's really no help to the country. Last thing I just want to focus on, you know, all this stuff regarding terrorism that's going on. We had a 20-year-old Georgia woman charged with aiding ISIS, putting together a kill list, calling for attacks on U.S. civilians through cyber, through social media. This is another thing I want to talk to John Miller about when he comes on. This is Bernie Kerik, the former New York City Police Commissioner, standing in for Kevin McCullough on Kevin McCullough Radio. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We are looking at some very heavy volume in Queens this evening on the Van Wyck Expressway northbound, coming away from JFK up towards Linden Boulevard with a crash. And stays heavy right up to the Kew Gardens interchange, southbound jammed up from the LIE right on down towards Jamaica Avenue. We're also jammed on the LIE traveling east from just east of the BQE right out into Nassau County. Grand Central delay start in front of LaGuardia. Then it breaks up into the LIE before it gets slowed down again just east of the LIE, right out to the Kew Gardens interchange and over to the Clearview. Southbound Clearview jammed up from the LIE right down to the Grand Central. Whitestone and Throgs Neck Bridge is in pretty good shape on the span, but the northbound Whitestone Expressway jammed up all the way through Flushing and through College Point. FDR northbound, a slow ride from the 30s to the Triborough. More delays 150s to the GW Bridge. Westside Highway, some delays northbound from the 130s on up. Across the Hudson River, back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel. That's about a 20-minute delay. Citybound 5 to 10, 5 each way at the Lincoln. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder doesn't understand what Congress is doing.
12 Republicans join with the Democrats to block Trump's national emergency border declaration. If this is about national security, and the president can make a straight-faced argument that he is, and he can, and has, I don't get it.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Since 1906, the Lieber family has been serving New Jersey residents from Hudson and Bergen County by offering expert caring services for families suffering the loss of a loved one. The father-son team of Dan and Matt Lieber are the fourth and fifth generations to carry on the family tradition through the Volk Lieber Funeral Home in Teaneck in Oradell, New Jersey, and Barrett Funeral Home in Tenafly. Respecting and understanding the Jewish funeral traditions, the Lieber family created Bergen Jewish Chapel, an online funeral arrangement resource with the goal of alleviating a family's stress and burden while dealing with the end-of-life issues. Go online to BergenJewishChapel.com. There you'll be given the information you'll need before you actually need it. Eliminate the burden of a face-to-face meeting at a funeral home location while still benefiting from their personal attention. For full disclosure of services, merchandise, and costs, go to BergenJewishChapel.com. That's BergenJewishChapel.com. Services are available through any of the three conveniently located Lieber-owned facilities as well. Once again, BergenJewishChapel.com or call 201-261-2900. That's 201-261-2900. That's 201-261-2900.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? The vast majority of the population is on social media, shopping. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Eric Metaxas. The show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
This is Bernie Kerik standing in for Kevin McCullough and Kevin McCullough's show. My next guest is going to talk about family, talk about his brother. And this is something I mentioned early on in this segment. You know, I've been around a long time. In the aftermath of 9/11, I've met some phenomenal warriors that have taken the fight to the enemy in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Syria. I know a lot of people in the special operations community, and something caught my eye about 6-7 months ago when I saw this splash on social media about a U.S. Navy SEAL that had been charged with murder, intentional murder of a Syrian of a terrorist in Iraq. And when I watched this and I listened to the story and I got some of the backdrop, I came to realize quickly that there was something wrong with the case, that it just didn't jive, that it didn't match up. And I reached out to the family. This Navy SEAL's name is Eddie Gallagher. He's in his sixth or seventh month now in a pretrial detention in San Diego. I reached out to Eddie's wife. I reached out to his brother. I talked to them. I learned more about the case. I've been pushing consistently everybody from the White House down to take a look at it. So this afternoon, I have Eddie's brother, Sean, on the air, going to talk to us a little bit about his brother, about the case, and why it's wrong for his brother to be where he is today. Sean Gallagher, you on the air?
I am indeed.
Sean, so briefly, tell me a little bit about your brother.
You know, my brother represents the best of who we are as a people and as a country. You know, I've said this before, and I absolutely mean it, that if you were to try and create from scratch what a modern-day war hero looks like, it's Eddie, someone who followed in our family footsteps of service in the military. I have a father who's a West Point grad, two uncles who are naval aviators, three grandparents who served in the Navy during World War II, and Eddie took that mantle, and he exceeded. He became a Navy SEAL shortly after enlisting out of high school, and he's reaching his 20th year in the Navy, 15th year as a Navy SEAL. He's been to Iraq and Afghanistan now 8 times on combat deployments. He was the tip of the spear in 2003 when we initially invaded Iraq and has been back again, 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 and again, and has exceeded and succeeded in everything that he's done. And so this last deployment he was on, he was quite literally one of the main key factors in why we have put the caliphate and ISIS on their heels in Mosul and cleared them from that Iraqi city. That was Eddie's platoon who did that under his leadership and under his work. And so Eddie is a humble warrior. He's a father, a devoted husband. He has 3 children. And sadly, as you mentioned at the top, he has just been unjustly treated and just, I mean, the treatment is abhorrent. He's been in jail now, and you're right, it's 7 months. 7 months since he was arrested on 9/11 last year, where he hasn't even faced his day in court. So he's been behind bars without even being convicted of anything. And I usually tell people that you should be mad at 2 things in this case. You should be mad that Ed's being tried in the first place, because the premise of this is absurd. The premise is that Eddie is being charged with premeditated murder of killing an already dying ISIS fighter, a mortally wounded ISIS fighter on the battlefield, something he didn't do, but the premise of which is ridiculous. And the second thing that people should be irate about is just the treatment. Eddie hasn't had his day in court yet. He hasn't been proven anything. And you're supposed to be treated as innocent until proven guilty. But in this case, and in a lot of cases, as you know, Bernie, under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, under the UCMJ, the process is the punishment. Well, it's more of a penal system than a justice system.
You know what, Sean, I want to get into 2 things. One, you know, I have a problem when we train and we train and we train people like this to go to battle, to go to war, and then we give them orders, especially in the, you know, unconventional warfare arena. We give them orders, go out and kill the bad guy. And then they go out and kill the bad guy, and there are people in Washington or people in the U.S. that Monday morning quarterback how they did it, why they did it, where they did it, when in fact, you know, he did his job. He did what he was supposed to be doing. As far as the Uniform Code of Military Justice, listen, I've got a problem with the system in general, and the problem I have with the UCMJ is you can have an Article 32 hearing, a grand jury, what we consider a grand jury hearing. We can have that, but the commander can override basically what the findings are. So you can be found, you know, there's no probable cause for the crime. And in Eddie's case, that was the initial finding. And the commander overruled that and brought charges anyway. So that's a major concern to me.
It's absolutely a concern. And this process for our family has been one of just a treacherous learning curve, where we had always been, you know, what we call naive at this point in the beginning, that somewhere along the way, someone would look at the absurdity of what's happening, that a Navy SEAL decorated to the wazoo, someone who has 3 good conduct medals, 3 medals for valor, sailor of the year, sailor of the quarter, number one SEAL platoon, just accolade after accolade, that someone would have along the way given him the benefit of the doubt, that said that this guy's been operating in war for the better part of 15 years. Let's at least let him be with his family, and if he's going to go through and be tried for these things, give him a fair shake. But what has happened is actually the opposite. They have tried to use the process to beat him down before he even has his chance to prove anything. And that's where I think our family is, we feel the most betrayed, that someone of his stature, you know, this country, I would say the true litmus test of who we are is how we treat our heroes, how we treat those who have served on our behalf in just gratuitously dangerous and hellacious places like Mosul, like Afghanistan. You know, Eddie has fought every one of our enemies. He's fought the Taliban, he's fought Al-Qaeda, and now he just defeated ISIS. And his reward after coming home is to throw him in jail for 8 months, 9 months before he even has his day in court. Now, regardless of what you think of the charges, I know that we're going to beat them. Eddie didn't do what they said that he did. We have proof. But the treatment beforehand is what should get people incensed, is that here's a warrior, a guy who's not a lawyer, right? He comes home and the Pentagon and the DOD and the top brass and the politicians, they throw paper at him and they expect him, after fighting wars for 20 years, to come home and be able to compete with these people on a legal battlefield. And it's just absurd. Yeah, and our family has, since in the beginning, has just been asking for help, you know, however we can along the way.
Listen, for the listeners out there, get a hold of your congressman. Make sure they're focused on Eddie Gallagher. And Sean, thanks for being here. Keep your head up. Stay strong. This is Bernie Kerik for Kevin McCullough on The Kevin McCullough Show.
Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Generally cloudy skies with peaks of sun on this Monday evening. It is 44 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, Governor Cuomo is increasing security at critical New York high-profile locations after the shooting in the Netherlands. The locations include airports, train stations, bridges, tunnels, and mass transit systems. Officials are confirming at least 3 people have died and 9 are hurt after a shooting on a Netherlands tram. According to the Dutch counterterrorism agency, today's shooting has all the characteristics of a terrorist attack, and police say they are searching for a Turkish man that they believe is the suspect. The MTA is denying that poorer communities receive worse bus services, particularly in parts of Brooklyn. James Flippin has more.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams is calling for oversight hearings, citing a study that suggests that neighborhoods like Brownsville and East New York have some of the city's oldest buses.
Where you have the poorest economic indicators, they should be the first to receive the quality service and buses that we desire.
He says racial bias is to blame, something that Transit President Andy Byford vehemently denied.
Some conspiratorial or Machiavellian subplot is ludicrous and absurd.
He says the oldest buses in the fleet are being phased out by the end of the year. James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, Knicks are in Toronto to take on the Raptors. The Nets have the night off, and all 3 local hockey teams have the evening off. Taking a look at the traffic, outbound side of the Holland Tunnel, a 15 to 20 minute delay. Citybound about 5 to 10 minutes. Lincoln Tunnel about 5 minutes on either side of the Hudson. And the GW Bridge, that is a pretty good ride. As we take a look at your ride in Manhattan, northbound on the West Side Highway, just pockets of volume from the 130s on up. Looks like the FDR is still crowded northbound from the 40s right up to the Triborough, and again from the 150s to the GW Bridge. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, low 34. Sunshine tomorrow, high 48. Sunny skies on Wednesday with a high of 52. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
And now your Greater New York Chamber tip of the day.
Hi, this is Mark Jaffe, President and CEO of the Greater New York Chamber of Commerce. We represent over 30,000 business and civic leaders. Active members can get involved with committee work. With me now is Health Committee member Peter Ciccone from the New York RX Card. The New York RX Card is one of our most popular programs and can be easily downloaded from our website, chamber.nyc. Peter, how much money has the New York RX Card saved our members throughout the state of New York?
Thank you for having us today, Mark. To answer your question, we've saved New Yorkers over $300 million since we've kicked off the program.
Wow. Now, you also have a program in New Jersey.
That's correct, Mark. In fact, we have the program in all 50 states. In New Jersey, it's the NewJerseyDrugCard.com. And that program has been just as effective.
To see if you can save on your prescriptions, visit chamber.nyc or call 212-CHAMBER. And that's today's Chamber tip.
For more details, visit chamber.nyc.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. And each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life, and it's madness in this time of March, and Balance of Nature is having some fun and going mad with their discounts. So for today only, use my discount code
KMC1
and get 30% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, you can only get this discount today. It will not be available tomorrow. You need to use my code
KMC1
for the discount. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the promo code
KMC1.
AM 970, The Answer. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
When I was in college, I took a terrorism class. And
is there a such thing?
Yeah, there was.
So you go, there is a lab for that?
There was a class that you...
Do you go to lab?
No,
we
learned the ideology of...
I'm glad you do that.
This is Bernie Carrick, the former New York City Police Commissioner, standing in for Kevin McCullough Radio. And as you just heard, Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman from the 5th Congressional District, talking about taking a terrorism class. And as I've listened to her and I've listened to the things she has said over the last month or so, maybe more, I continually get concerned about this woman and a few others being in the House. And we're going to have somebody here to talk about it. Somebody that's quite qualified, somebody I've known for a long time. And I honestly didn't know his background until I started looking at his resume. And this guy's got more degrees than you could imagine. Oliver McGee was a former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary for Transportation during the Clinton administration. It worked in the Clinton White House. Is a fellow to UCLA Chancellor Gene Block. I mean, this thing goes on forever. But I wanted to get him on to talk about Ms. Omar and what his thoughts are on her being in the House today. Oliver, you there?
Yes, I am, Bernie. Thank you for having me today.
That's okay. Thank you. Thanks for coming on. So tell me, what are your general thoughts? You've been around, you were in the Clinton White House, you've been around for a long time. What are your thoughts on a woman like this, somebody that has, written to, and here's the thing that bugs me most. You write to, in the aftermath of 9/11, you're in the House, you're a member of Congress in this country, and you write to a federal judge asking for leniency. For a convicted terrorist. How does that happen? How do you do that?
Well, if you're in Congress, that's incongruent with Congress. I was stunned when I saw this little clip. I constructed a clip for Twitter. And, she's free to take any classes she wants, but I was struck by the optics of it, the laughing without empathy for taking a terrorism class. And I just went back and, as a professor, thought, well, is the congressman or the congresswoman aware that 2,996 Americans were killed in 9/11 and over 6,000 Americans were injured during 9/11? And so I just said, I just wrote in a tweet, Americans don't like lawmakers laughing about terrorism. It's a crime. Not a joke. And so I just put that out there as my own personal opinion, and I was very surprised at how it's taken off on Twitter. But I think people are struck by the optics and I know it's a clip, some may say is taken out of context, but congressmen have the power of persuasion just as much as the president, and they have to respect that power of persuasion. And they have the power of vote, of the vote, just as the president has the power of signature. So there's a huge responsibility of how you do your power of persuasion. And I think that that one just was struck. It struck me last night. So that's the reason I produced the tweet. And it seems to have caused a uproar on my yeah, Twitter, which normally it does.
But you know what, though? Rightfully so. And listen, as the former New York City police commissioner that oversaw the response, rescue, recovery, and the investigation of the 9/11 attacks, I think it's appalling. The other thing that bothers me about this woman is her anti-Jewish remarks, her sentiments toward Israel, that she constantly has problems with. We've heard where other members of Congress, including Congresswoman Pelosi, has, you know, had conversations with her about what she's saying, and I don't know. I think it's she could be the wrong person for the right position.
Well, I think that is well said, Bernie. I've been a big fan of watching you because you are an American patriot. You cleaned up New York. So right now, I think you, like a lot of New Yorkers and Americans, are questioning what's going on here. When did we lose the Americanism of Congress? And I think that this is a real problem for the left going into the 2020 campaign, my friend. I think this has all started and would have been about SCOTUS. The Kavanaugh hearing, we saw what the left really was about, and that's the reason why I jumped the aisle, and I wrote the book Jump the Aisle, How I Became a Black Republican in the Age of Obama in 2012, actually.
Yeah.
And so I was probably the ground zero on the first person to walk away. But I did because I saw a left that was really going too far off the side of the vote on the left, and that Kavanaugh hearing pulled out a lot of feelings of Kamala Harris, Dianne Feinstein, and Cory Booker, and others who were just really, really interested in just killing this nomination, but using terrible tactics, I thought. This is also about the wall. This is also about President Trump and the wall.
And it is. I couldn't agree with you more. We're going to have to get you back and talk about some other things. I want to talk about Ocasio one day. We'll have to get you back to do that. Thanks for being here. Yeah. I'm Bernie Kerik with Kevin McCullough Radio. We'll be right back.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets, the new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code AM970. That number again, 1-800-506-2641. Promo code AM970.
Most people think their landlord is responsible for damages and losses to their apartment. Most people don't know that 9 out of 10 New York insurance claims are for water damage, not fire. Michael Honig and Michael Conti aren't most people. Honig Conti Insurance is here to provide guidance, not just policies. Head to honigconti.com today. HONIGCONTE.com.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Fact, we all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
Want more? AM970 The Answer? Go to AM970TheAnswer.com to listen live. Tune in to podcasts from the shows you missed anytime you want. Learn more about our advertisers. Join the AM970 fan club and sign up for events. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit FransTouchOfClass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say is it oh, oh, always on my road, I'm still New York.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I'm still New York.
This is Bernie Kerik standing in for Kevin McCullough on the Kevin McCullough Show. And my next guest is not only a guest, but a friend, a true friend, and somebody I consider a hero to New York City, somebody that's been around a long time in a number of different capacities. And the first time I ever met him, I was actually walking a foot post on 42nd Street between 7th and 8th Avenue, me and a cop by the name of Jerry Kane, and he was a reporter for ABC at the time, I think, and he was standing out there working on the, you know, crime in New York City, and I got to talk to him. I was impressed, and, you know, here we are 30, 35 years later. He is the Deputy Commissioner for Intelligence and Counterterrorism for the NYPD, a great guy, a great friend. John Miller, welcome to the Kevin McCullough Show.
Well, thanks, Bernie. It's good to be here.
It's you know, lately I've seen John numerous times. I saw him the other night out at dinner, and then just about 3 or 4 weeks ago, John hosted about 25 members of the 5th Special Forces Group down at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. We had him up in New York. John showed him around Ground Zero, gave him a briefing at headquarters. Went out to dinner with these guys, and for those listeners that are interested, this is the unit, the 5th Special Forces Group out of Fort Campbell, is actually the unit, the first unit to go into Afghanistan after 9/11. These were the horsemen. These were the guys, the men that went into Afghanistan on horseback, and they did that movie, 12 Strong. It was about these guys. So great guys, great heroes. John, as we're talking today, I'm looking at what's happened in the Netherlands in the last day with the tram shooting. What happened in New Zealand with the shooting at the mosques. And people are interested. In a city like New York, you know, I was there for 9/11, for the aftermath. Where are we today? First of all, what do you think of what's going on in the Netherlands and in New Zealand?
Well, I think what we're seeing is the fallout of, the bad effects of globalization, which is, you have these people who find each other online, and then you've got very sophisticated propaganda, but you also have peer groups that whip each other up in these conversations. We call them lone wolves in most cases, but in most cases, they're not really alone. You know, they're part of one of those groups, whether it was the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter and, the online forums he was in where people were egging each other on, or, the online activity of the person in New Zealand, which I think we're going to find out a lot about in the coming few days.
Right.
And I'm sure in the Dutch case, we're going to see the same. But they're borrowing each other's propaganda and each other's tactics, where the ideology may be directly opposed between the attackers. The technology, the tactics, and the propaganda, is agnostic to that.
Right. Hey, John, let me ask you a question. When something like this happens, I saw the commissioner, Jimmy O'Neill, today put out a message that we were monitoring, New York City was monitoring. I'd like to let the listeners know what happens when one of these things happen abroad. I know we have New York City cops, detectives actually working abroad in these brother-sister programs. What happens in New York City when something like this goes down?
So we have 14 overseas posts. These are New York City detectives and sergeants who are assigned to cities like London, Madrid, Tel Aviv, Singapore, Sydney, Australia, Amman, Jordan, Abu Dhabi, various places where we think, partnerships and exchange of information, intel, and training is important. When you see one of these incidents overseas, if it's in London, Brian Kalbacher is on the phone to me saying, here's what we know so far. This is what they need from us in terms of checks. And those wheels start to turn. If it's in Madrid, Manny Pombo's on the line. If it's in Abu Dhabi, we're talking to another detective. In New Zealand, it was Chris Capone working out of Australia. What we want to do is get that information back, figure out if there are similar targets here in New York City, increase the protection on those targets right away. And then as we learn more about the incident and the tactics, training, and procedure of the people who committed those incidents, we re-examine everything we have here to say, if there was such an incident here, how would we handle it? Would we be prepared? Did we learn anything new or different from this? And that's a constant exchange with our foreign partners. It's become a very tight family and a great resource.
Yeah, you know what? And I often tell people this about the New York City Police Department. We are an agency par none in this country with regard to resources, manpower, things like that. And we have the ability to do this. John, let me ask you this. In the social media front, electronic surveillance, how are we doing as a country? I saw they probably shut down 1 million of these videos of the actual attack in New Zealand. When social media wants to do something, they can do it. How do we better our intelligence capability? How do we better our surveillance capability of the lunatics out there, the lone wolves, the communications between networks? What are we not doing that you think we could do better?
Well, I think we're doing everything we can, and we have a great partnership with the FBI. And I should add, on the international front, wherever we don't have a New York City detective, they do have an FBI agent, a legal attaché stationed there. And that network, they feed us through the JTTF. what they're seeing. So that's important. But the two big challenges to your question are, one, it's a very wide expanse. You know, if you're trying to cover the internet and what's being posted out there publicly, that's a big challenge, as we've seen. If you are very adept at this, then, you know, you have eyes and ears in some of the darkest corners of the internet,
right?
Those chat rooms, those spaces where people actually talk about these plans. And we're pretty good at that, along with several other, you know, intelligence agencies. But the real challenge that we face today is so much of this is being encrypted by the companies that provide those services. And when you come onto something like that and say, all right, we need to look at the rest of this, and you serve a subpoena on the company that runs that service, they say, oh, well, we've fixed the system so that we can't see it. So we can't provide that information.
Well,
when you look at the Garland, Texas attack, and you realize that they exchanged 108 critical messages or encrypted social media service leading up to that attack, and to this date, we've never seen them. When you look at the fact in the San Bernardino attack that they, you know, had Apple iPhones that that Apple refused to cooperate to try and assist the FBI to getting in, and they had to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to bring in contractors to crack them. You see that there's still a divide between kind of what I call the Edward Snowden hangover of paranoia on the idea of privacy versus using judicial process, probable cause, courts, judges, warrants, the things we've used for 240 years, that we're being blocked from by technology.
Well, listen, that's one of the things that concerns me, and I think concerns a lot of us that have been in this business in the past. John, I want to thank you for coming on, and you know, stay safe out there, and congrats to all the men and women that work for you. They do a phenomenal job, and God bless. Thank you. Bernie Kerik for the Kevin McCullough Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Mary, the child you bear will become the greatest of men.
From the network that brought you the Bible.
There has been talk about Jesus. They say he's healing the sick.
Comes the life of Jesus Christ.
His preaching is what concerns me.
He's helping people.
From those who knew him best.
We are his followers. We've seen him do wondrous things.
I am the resurrection and the life.
Jesus, his life. Monday, March 25th at 8 on History.
Across America, it's snoring season. Right now, 90 million Americans make this sound every night. Snoring can be caused by breathing through your mouth when you sleep. If you have a blocked or narrow nose, then you're more likely to open your mouth to breathe, causing snoring. Thankfully, there's Mute, an ingenious Australian invention that could quiet the snoring season once and for all. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device that sits inside the nose, supporting your airway and keeping it open while you sleep. You'll breathe more easily through your nose and snore less. In fact, in trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute, allowing them both a better night's sleep. Put snoring season to bed, America.
Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and other fine stores. For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here, and I want to invite all pastors to join me on Friday, May 24th at our sister station, AM 570 The Mission's annual Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village, featuring Dr. Tony Evans of The Alternative as the keynote speaker. Tickets are complimentary for all pastors and their guests. Listeners can also purchase tickets for $15. Register for your tickets today at am570themission.com. The 2019 Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by the law firm of Capel, Barnett, Matalon, and Schoenfeld, and the Deaf Bible Society.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know, when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
This is Bernie Kerik standing in for Kevin McCullough on McCullough Radio. I'm going to close out tonight with something that has bothered me for the last week or so. I wrote about it in a column in Newsmax, my blog in Newsmax, last week. Nadler's letters are proof that the blood sport is there in American politics. As you know, as we get to the sort of end and conclusion of the Mueller probe, you know, we're just waiting for the final report. More than 50% of the American population, American voters, they believe that it was a witch hunt, that the Mueller investigation overall was a witch hunt. And I would say, in my own personal opinion, I'd say they're right. I'd say this was something that should have never happened in the first place. It was sort of a fraud as to how it happened. And it's gone on for what seems like eternity. So now that it's coming to a close, it's coming to an end. Last week, Jerry Nadler, the congressman from New York, announced that he's going to launch this sweeping corruption probe into the Trump, into the president and the Trump White House. And I think one of the things that I found sort of mind-boggling is that as I read his announcement, as I read his statements, he says over the last several years, President Trump has evaded accountability for his near daily attacks on our basic legal, ethical, and constitutional rules and norms. And that's why he's basically announcing this investigation. You know what? Imagine if the Republicans did that to President Obama. Would they have a right to? Could they have manipulated a statement the same way they did that Nadler did? Of course, they could have gone after President Obama just like that. But the bottom line is they did not. Nadler has sent letters to 81 people calling for documents, calling for statements, calling for evidence, information. And you know what? He's going to torture and torment these 81 people. They're going to have to pay for attorneys. They're going to have to do things that are going to cost them an enormous amount of money. I think Jerry Nadler should stop the nonsense, stop the politics, end this thing, let the president do his job, and let Congress do what they're supposed to be doing in helping the American people. Thanks for being here tonight. Thanks for listening. I'll see you tomorrow night. This is Bernie Kerik standing in for Kevin McCullough.